Greek father of philosophy is not from Athens, 但是是从米利都开始的。
But coming from the
Miletians, 这个军事 school,
it's called Miletian school.
米利都就是靠近以弗所那个地方。
Miletians is near Ephesus.
为什么我说呢？这个文化对西方影响很大呢？
Now why is that? I say that this culture has a great influence in the West.
当我刚才讲。当时的希腊文化是保罗时代全世界最高潮的文化的时候。
I was saying the Hellenistic culture was the highest culture in the time of Paul.
特别是指自然科学以及物理的知识的高潮。
Talking about the climax in natural sciences and also in physics.
所以可能你们有一些中国人说，难道那个时候就比中国文化更高吗？
You will ask, is the culture at that time higher than the Chinese culture?
我告诉你，在物理学上是的。
In physics, yes.
因为当时有一个人叫做 Thales.
At that time, there was a man called Thales.
这个竟然预言几月几了？我如果不记错，是主前586年5月14日，日头要全食。
And he was even able to prophesy 586 before Christ in May the
14th.
14呢 there were total eclipse of suns.
所以呢那个时候是你怎么可能知道
How can you know possibly?
他说那一天你会看见月亮不放光。
He will say that on that day, this the moon will shine.
当人等等等等到那一天来到。
When people wait until that day,
真的看见太阳不放光了。
Truly, they say that the sun would not shine.
太阳变成黑的
and become dark.
所以有的人以为他是先知
and people thought that he's a prophet.
他说不是的
he said no.
是我算出来运行规律一定有这样的一天会到
because I calculated on the calendar and said that one day this day will appear.
你们读过历史的人
so if you study history,
你们知道亚基米德算出了比重这个定律出来
you know, Archimedes, he also has calculated on the proportional weights.
定下了杠杆定律出来了
And also he has the law of the pivot.
那这个呢 ,Euclid 定下了几何的定律出来了。
The Euclid also fixed the law of the geometry.
Herodotus 定下了历史学的规则出来。
Herodotus also fixed the rules of the history.
这些人都差不多是孔子的时代。
These people are about at the time of Confucius.
所以当时希腊文化是很高超很高。
So the Greek culture at that time was very high.
希腊文化跟希伯来文化不同在哪里
?And where lies the difference of Greek culture and Hebrew
culture? 希腊文化看见大自然他就去研究。
So when the Greek when they see the nature, they study and investigate.
希伯来文化看见大自然，他就感谢上帝。
When the Hebrew culture when they see nature, they praise God.
所以一方面对下的探讨。
So one investigate on the below.
一方面对上的赞美。
On the other one, they praise on above.
对神所创造的自然的了解，就成了西方文化超越东方文化的原因了。
To the nature that's created by God, they study and they praise the God, and that supersedes the Oriental culture.
当这两个精神归呢，一直到现在这几千年来
，when these two spirits emerge until today,
你看见西方的科学一直发展，一直发展，东方来来去去，就是说我们发明了火药，我们发明了这一个罗盘，我们发明了印刷，我们来来去去就是几大发明。
And also for this, the West, they keep progress in the sciences, but the Chinese only emphasize on their invention in publication and also in compass and also in the gunpowder.
但到现在
but until today,
印度文明几千年有什么发明也莫名其妙。
The Indian culture for thousands of years, what kind of invention do they have?
所以你看见西方文化这么冲上去。
You see that Western culture keep progressing.
就有两西文化给他们的贡献。
Because the two head culture has influenced them.
所以当保罗以犹太人认识神，又明白基督福音的身份，说我欠希利尼人的债的时候
，And that's a Paul standing as a position of a Jew and understand the word of God. He said, "I'm obligated to the Greek and also to the barbarians."
你知道这一句话有何等伟大深奥的意义在
？You know that such statement is so profound and also mysterious.
换句话说，你希利尼文化多高
？Not just to say that how high your Hellenistic culture is.
人就不够。
Man is not enough.
你需要另外一个东西。
You need something else.
那是什么呢
？What is that?
耶稣基督的福音。
That the gospel of Jesus Christ.
但我在这里要再次对你说，希利尼文化不等于希腊文化。
But once again, I tell you, Hellenistic culture is not equal to Greek culture.
希利尼文化是从希腊发起的。
Hellenistic culture began, of course, from Greek.
但后来为什么称作希利尼
？But why is that later is called Hellenistic culture?
Greek is not equal to Hellenistic.A Hellenistic or the Hellenism is not equal to Greek philosophy. 为什么呢
？Why?
因为希腊的土地南方的叫做希腊。
Because the Greece and the lower part is called Greek.
北方的叫做马其顿。
And the upper part is called Macedonia.
Macedonia 现在一部分就是现在的南联盟。南斯拉夫联盟
and Macedonia now become the part of Yugoslavia.
这已经乱七八糟了。
But now it's in chaos.
那么这个马其顿曾经出过历史上最大的军事天才之一。
Macedonia has produced one of the greatest military genius.
就是亚历山大大帝。
That's Alexander the Great.
13岁的时候
，when he was age of 13,
制服了一头最俊美的黑马，没有人能制服的，他制服。
He was able to conquer to tame a black horse.
20岁的时候
，at the age of 20,
继承了他的父亲 Philip the Second, 成为这个马其顿的王。
He became also the king of the Macedonia after his father Philip the Second.
32岁的时候
，at the age of 32,
离开世界以前。
Before he died,
东征西讨，从来没有打过败仗。
He conquered into every place he has never been defeated.
他的军队开到西班牙的海岸那边。
And also his military power reached even to the western side of the Spain.
当时人所知道最遥远的地界，也就是地球的最角落的地方。
That was the furthermost place that people know at that time of the world.
这个人不但是军事天才
，not only as a military genius.
这个人更是大有学问的人。
And also he is an intellectual.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为他的少年时代的家庭教师就是历史上鼎鼎大名的哲学家阿里士多德。
Because his home teacher when he was young is Aristotle.
而且他出外征讨。打仗的时候常常把老师给他的书带去看。
Many times when he go out for this war, he will bring the books from his master.
这就到了主后第十三世纪的时候，欧洲再一次得到阿里士多德的逻辑学是从阿拉伯带回欧洲去。
So that's why on the 13th century, when this Europe once again had the logic from this Aristotle, it was brought back actually from Arab.
阿里士多德的书怎么不在欧洲，会在阿拉伯？
Why is that the books of this Aristotle is not in Europe, but in Arab?
因为亚历士多德的书就是亚历山大大帝曾经把他带到 阿拉伯那。
Because the book of Aristotle was brought by Alexander to Arab.
所以当亚历士多德来到这个雅典做柏拉图，做柏拉图的学生的时候
，When this Aristotle come to Athens to be the student of Plato，
这样的马其顿跟希腊的关系就越靠近了。
And then at that time we come closer with the relationship of Macedonia and also Athens。
但是就在这些大师研究哲学的同时
，It was at the same time when all these great masters study philosophy together。
许多的人没有办法应付那高深逻辑所带来的很多繁杂的问题。
So a lot of people cannot solve the problem, complicated problem by all these masters。
所以希腊的影响已经变成泛希腊的一个大体。
So the influence of Greek become the pantheistic kind of influence.
所以呢，这个呢，希腊就变成大希腊，这泛希腊，泛希腊就变成 Hellenistic.
And so this Greek become pan-Greek and become Hellenistic later on when it grew and grew.
So when you say Hellenistic, it means the more than just Greek, it is the pan-Greek.
所以你说这个希利尼的时候呢，不是只是包括这个希腊，它是泛希腊。
Is Hellenistic rooted in Greek? Yes.
然后你说这个希利尼是从这个希腊来的吗
？Is the source of Hellenistic way of life and philosophy system come from Greek? Yes.
然后这个希利尼的文化跟生活方式乃是从这个希腊影响而来的。
But Hellenistic is more than just Greek.
但是希利尼是比这个希腊更大。
Hellenistic is pan Greek，
是泛希腊。
好像呢，马来西亚是比沙劳越更大。
That Malaysia is bigger than Sarawak。
好像马来西亚也是比这个吉隆坡、Kedah 或者这些关丹更大。
And also like this, Malaysia is greater and bigger than Kuala Lumpur and Kuantan。
这样的这个大希腊。这些的人所想的是什么呢
？So this greater Greek, what kind of thing that they think on？
保罗说
，Paul said，
我欠希利尼人债。
I'm obligated to the Hellenistic。
这个很有意思。
It's meaningful。
什么意思呢
？What is that？
这些人是用头脑的人。
These people use their mind。
这些人深深思想的人。
They think deeply。
所以呢，我欠话外人，
我也欠希利尼人。
So I am indebted to the barbarians, also indebted to the Hellenistic.
希利尼人跟化外人最大的不同在哪里呢？
What is the most different thing between this Hellenistic and also this the barbarians?
一个重思维。
One emphasize on the thinking.
一个重体力。
One emphasize on the physical power.
就很像从前。雅典城跟斯巴达城两个城市不同的文化一样
like just the culture of Athens and also the other city
Sparta
Sparta
你们 知道 Sparta 吗
Sparta、
哦、如果 Spartacus 可能你知道因为有一个影片叫做 Spartacus Spartacus 不是指斯巴达人、
Spartacus is not mentioning about people in
Sparta
Sparta
Spartacus 是一个奴隶的名字
But rather it is the name of a slave
但是 Sparta 是一个城市的名字
But Sparta is the name of a city
这个 Sparta 城现在还在叫做 Sparti
the, Sparta of city,、the city of Sparta is still here today
我去过
I've been there for Sparti
这个 Sparta 是古代一个国家很小的国家
And Sparta is an ancient nation a very small nation
这个国王下命令
And this king had a decree.
你生的孩子太瘦的，把他杀死。
And if you were to give birth to a one who is very thin, you kill the baby.
太矮的，把他打死。
And also too short, also kill it.
太病的，把他压死。
And also too sickly, also you want to kill it.
所以每一个生出孩子都是高高大大的。
So every baby that's born must be big and huge.
如果用现在的量，大概65公分的 baby 就可以活。64的就把他打死。
That which is born 65 cm can be allowed to live. Other than that, they could be killed.
According to now, the measurement must be 65 and up. 如果比这更小的，就不能不合格，就弄死他了。
So according to this measurement, is less than 65 cm, they must be killed.
所以斯巴达的孩子。
So the children of Sparta,
个个都是小巨人。
They are small giants.
从小出来就大大的。
They are small yet they are big.
都是小大人。
So they are big.
后来变成中大人。后来就变成大大人，所以他们长大了，个个大得不得了。
So they become very huge physically.
左臂有芒果，脚上有西瓜，哇，个个大得不得了。
They're very strong.
所以他们一参加军队的时候
，So when they join the army,
仇敌看见先逃走。
Hey, when the enemy see they run,
因为他们个个雄壮得不得了。
Because each and every one of them is so strong physically.
他们离开斯巴达。比较远的地方叫做雅典城
So Athens is slightly further than Sparta
就是希腊的文化中心
That is the center for the, this Greek culture
雅典呢很注重的这一个头脑
Athens emphasized a lot on the mind
所以他说呢生小不要紧只要头脑不小就可以
Say even though you're born small never mind If your brain is big that's good enough
如果人大大像象那样脑那么小没有用
If a man would be a big size like an elephant but his brain is small it's no use
就变成两种不同的文化
So two types of culture now
所以 Sparta 跟雅典就可以好像代表希利尼跟化外人一样
So the Sparta and also the Athens can represent like the Greek and also the barbarians
我小的时候很有兴趣听这个事情
So when I was young I was interested in listening to this
我就研究斯巴达文化跟雅典文化不同的地方
So I studied the differences of the culture of Sparta and also the Greek
后来有一个人用这样的比喻
So later on someone used this analogy
是有一天斯巴达人看见雅典人
One day this Sparta, Sparta people see the Athens people
说你这样小你不怕我
He says you're so small size you're not afraid of me
雅典人你身体大我怕什么
He says you're big size I'm not afraid of you
我们的比赛
Well we come and compete
我打你你就知道我要不要比赛了、
hey.I want to box you, then you know I want to compete with you or not.
你不必打我。
You don't have to beat me. The
我们来杀一只蚂蚁就好了。
哎、hey, ，we want to kill an ant.
一只蚂蚁就好。
One is just one ant.
所以这个斯巴达人就把拳头来，砰就打了。
So the Sparta used his fist want to kill an ant.
打完了又自己痛的半死，蚂蚁还没有死。
And after he feels so painful with his fist, but yet he is still alive. Why?
因为蚂蚁就在他这个洞里面跑来跑去。
Because this ant will move in the spaces.
打不死。
And want to kill it.
他说你呢？
What are you?
他说我没有体力吗
I don't have physical power.
我个子小小吗
I'm small size.
我没有你的办法了
And I don't have your way.
那你怎么打呢
How would you kill?
一压就压死
That's simply our
所以你明白了
So I understand
这就是这两种文化不同的地方
So that's the difference with these two cultures.
一种是夸张体力
One emphasize on physical power.
一种是用头脑
One with the brain.
你明白了
You understand now.
好了 保罗说
Paul said,
化外人
Where there is barbarians,
我欠他债
I'm indebted to them.
希利尼人
Where there is Hellenistics,
我也欠他债
I'm indebted to them.
什么意思呢
What do you mean?
你身体很健康吗
You are physically good,
having
good health.
你很雄壮吗
You're strong.
你很会打仗吗
You can fight.
你需要耶稣基督
You need Jesus Christ.
你很有头脑吗
Your brain.
你很有学问吗
You're very learned.
你很有文化吗
Your culture.
你需要耶稣基督
You need Jesus.
我保罗可以供应你们所有的人
And I, Paul, can provide for the need of everyone.
我越想，我越莫名其妙。保罗这样伟大的传道人
，And I feel so amazed that Paul is such a great teacher.
今天的哪一个传道牧师像他一样
？Today, which preacher can be like him?
对那些普通的人
，To the ordinary people,
大有体力的人
，And those who are physically strong,
我可以供应他的需要。
They say I can provide for your need.
对那些大学教授
，And to those professors in the university,
最高的阶层的哲学家
，And to the philosopher of highest,
我也可以供应他们的需要。
And I also can provide for their need.
这是教会的责任呢。
This is the responsibility of the church.
教会如果要传福音
if the church want to preach the gospel,
教会如果有亏欠感
and have a sense of indebtedness,
教会就应当知道这世界的需要是什么
then we should know the need of the world.
我不能只单单闭门造车在象牙塔里面自鸣清高
I cannot just be enclosed in every tower and say that I'm good enough.
我要知道世界的人想到什么地方我所传的道理高过他所想的
I want to know what the people of the world think.So that my preaching is higher than what they think.
世界的文化走到多深的地步，神的爱，神的真理比他们的思想还更深。
No matter how deep the culture of the world is, the word of God is deeper than their culture.
我很佩服保罗。
So I admire Paul very much.
我很惊讶。
And I was very astonished.
竟然有这样的使徒。
That with this apostle,
保罗同彼得不一样。
Paul is different from Peter.
保罗同雅各不一样。
And different from James.
保罗同约翰不一样。
Different from John.
因为他讲出了基督教可以应付每一种人的这一种伟大的这个复言。
Because he has uttered such a great statement that the gospel can provide the need of all kinds of people.
你明白了我这解释之后。
If you understood my exposition,
现在我要更深一步的进入到希腊人观念中间的三种人生。
So deeper, I want to talk about the concept of man in the Greek culture.
所谓希利尼文化
，when you talk about Hellenistic culture,
源于希腊文化。
They started from the culture of Greek.
那是主前第六世纪开始。
It begins from the 6th century BC.
但是变成泛希腊人生哲学文化的时候。
But at the time when it comes
pan-Greek
kind of culture,
the culture concerning human life philosophy, 这个是人生的意义到底是为什么
？And also the culture that concerns the human's life and meaning.
人生的目的是为什么
？What is the purpose of man living in the world？
这个就不是从主前六百年开始。
Then this will not start from 6th century BC.
是主前四百年
，but rather 400 BC
开始转移到。对人性的思考
，It start to change so that it turned to the emphasis on the pondering of human nature.
后来影响多久呢
？How long did it influence？
影响差不多八百年
，About 800 years of influence.
到主后第四纪的时候
，Until 4th AD.
这八百年的文化叫做希利尼文化重要的时期。
And this 800 years called the important period of the Hellenistic culture.
所以保罗说我欠希利尼人的债。
And that's why when Paul said I'm indebted to those who are Hellenistic culture.
表示他刚好在这文化八百年的中期把耶稣基督的福音带出来。
Which is right in the middle of this period that he wants to bring out the gospel of God.
那希利尼文化到底重点在哪里
？The Hellenistic culture, where is the center point?
他们受了苏格拉底的一些影响。
They've been influenced by Socrates.
那个人不应当单单知人之外的事情。更应当了解人自己是什么。
That man should not know only things outside of himself, but also should know about himself.
这是苏格拉底很大的贡献。
This is the greatest contribution of Socrates.
苏格拉底用希腊文讲一句话叫做 "Noti se auton."
And this Socrates said this in Greek.
什么意思呢
？What is the meaning?
You should know yourself.
你应该认识自己。
Why you human being want to know everything outside of you?
为什么你说人你要知道有关于人之外的事情
？But you ignore yourself and your existence.
但是你忽略了自己和自己的存在。
You ignore your own responsibility.
你忽略了自己的责任。
You even do not know what you are.
你甚至不认识你是谁。
Where are you going?
你去哪里
？What should you do?
你应该做什么
？What should you behave?
你应该 怎样的有行为。
Why you only want to know everything outside of yourself?
为什么你要知道你一切人以外的事情？
No, you don't want to know heavens.
你要知道这个天堂，
天
的事情。
天上的这些天体，你 want to know about the physics?
你只要这个知道天体和这个物理。
You want to know the interior of the matter?
你要知道这个物质里面的事情。
Why you do not want to know about you yourself?
为什么你不要认识你自己呢？
所以这样的整个哲学，你的苏格拉底就转移了从对外到对内这个新的方向。
So because of this philosophy of this Socrates, it turned from the knowledge outside to inside.
当罗马帝国把希腊人打败的时候
，When the Roman Empire defeated the Greek,
他们只有把希腊的土地抢去。
They only have conquered the land of the Greek.
他们没有办法把希腊的头脑消灭。
They cannot quench or demolish the mind of the Greek.
这就是政治军事是比文化宗教更低的原因。
And that's why political military power is lower than religion and culture.
如果一个政治家以为他可以消灭宗教，他是在做白日梦。
If a politician feels that he can demolish and do away with religion, then he's daydreaming.
如果一个军事家认为他可以消灭文化，他也是做痴人发梦。
And also, if a military power thinks that he can quench all the culture, then also daydreaming.
当罗马打败希腊的时候
，When Rome has conquered Greek,
希腊的土地失去了。
Yes, the Greek has lost the land.
希腊的国势衰落下来。
And so the nation declined.
亚历山大以后就再没有马其顿的君王，希腊的国势可以超过罗马。
And after Alexander, no more emperor from Macedonia can supersede the Rome.
当保罗的时代
，at the time of Paul,
罗马的就气势大得不得了。
And also, it such is a great power from Rome.
希腊的荣耀已经一去。永远不回头了。
And the glory of Greek now is faded.
这到今天
，until today.
如果你到希腊
，if you were to go to Greece，
你看到的情形
，what you see，
就是平掉几千年前曾经有过的荣耀。
It can only have the memorial memories of the glory in the past.
这两千多年来
，for this 2,000 years，
希腊完蛋，完蛋，摔下去，永远不上来。
The Greece has fallen, declined, and declined.
你到罗马。
When you go to Rome,
你照样可以看见两千年伟大的建筑现在还在。
You can see that the building that was existing 2,000 years ago still exists today.
罗马帝国也是衰微下去。
And also so is the decline of Rome.
罗马曾经打败希腊。
But Rome has conquered Greek before.
只有打败它的外表啊。
But only conquering the outward physical things.
希腊的头脑打败罗马的头脑。
And the Greek mind has conquered the mind of Rome.
希腊的文化就影响整个罗马半岛。
And the Greek culture has influenced also the
territory.
The territory of the Rome.
The whole territory of Roman Empire was influenced by the Greek philosophy.
The empire of the Rome has now been influenced by the Greek culture.
不但如此
，Not only so，
连罗马皇帝都接受了希腊哲学。
Even the Caesars of Rome also accepted the culture and the teaching of Greek.
直到第四世纪的时候
，Until the fourth century，
才基督教完全地影响了这两个地方。
It was then the Christian culture that influenced these two places.
刚才提到从主前四百到主后四百
，We mentioned about 400 BC and 400 AD.
这八百年
，this 800 years，
也就是差不多中国战国以后的时代。
It was at the time of the kingdom，
一直到东汉、西汉、汉朝以后。
It was after the East and the West Han.
那个时候呢
？At that time，
从政治来说
，politically
是罗马帝国
；It was Roman Empire。
从文化来说
，culture
是希利尼文化掌权。
It was a Hellenistic culture that was in control。
那时的希利尼文化到底最重要的思想是什么
？And at that time, the Hellenistic culture was the most important thinking。
不再是逻辑。
Not in logic，
不再是物理
；Not in physics，
不再是大自然
；Not in nature，
不再是气候
；Not in drama，
就是想人活着到底为什么
？But asking for man to live， what's the purpose？
人有目的吗
？Is that purpose for man？
难道人就是吃饭、睡觉、结婚、生孩子、老了、病了、死了，就这样吗
？Does man just eat, get married, have children, and eat and die and go？
这样人有什么意思？
Then what's the meaning of man?
我们明明生出很漂亮的孩子，老了像鬼一样。
But then we give birth to very handsome people, but then we get old, they're so ugly. When they're young, you look so handsome. When you're old, you're so ugly.
人生到底为什么?
What's the purpose of life?
从生长到衰老.
And when you grow until you die,
没有目的的吗?
Is that there's no purpose?
所以有一些人这就要去想人活着是为什么?
So some of these philosophers want to think about what is the purpose of man living the world.
西里尼文化就产生三大派的思想.
So the Hellenistic culture produced three great thinkings.
第一派的思想,
the first school,
人是有目的的.
There's a purpose for man.
这目的是什么呢?
What is the purpose?
就是追求快乐.
To seek for enjoyment.
追求幸福,
to seek, seek for happiness.
你不要说他做什么工作,
don't ask what he does.
只要他能安居乐业就好了,
only he can feel good, that's good.
只要他做人感到甘愿就好了,
if you feel that it's good to be a man, that's good enough.
只要他选择的事业, 无论有钱没有钱, 他能称心合意, 他幸福, 你就不要多管他。
The career that you've chosen, as long as you feel happy, that's good enough.
因为人生的目的就是为快乐。
Because the purpose of man is to seek for happiness.
有没有道理啊? 有没有道理?
Is that reasonable?
你连道理都没有，不能讲，你哪里有道理？ 有没有道理啊？
Is that reasonable?
当然有道理。
Of course.
没有一种哲学没有道理。
All philosophies are reasonable.
哲学被很多人接受，就是因为有道理。
Philosophy are being accepted by many people because they are reasonable.
这个道理对到什么程度？
But how reasonable are they?
那是另外一个问题。
That will be another question.
有哪一个人不要幸福的请举手?
Anyone doesn't want to be happiness?
有哪一个人不要生活快乐的请举手?
Anyone do not want to be happy in life?
很有道理的。
It's reasonable.
做人就是要快乐。
That to be a human kind, you want to be happy.
问题就是什么叫做快乐?
But then we ask, what is happiness?
有一种快乐是快快快快落下去。
Some of the happiness, you get high easily, you fall also easily.
所以什么叫做快乐?
What do you mean by happiness?
产生哲学辩论,
so there is this philosophical debate.
这一派的人最重要的开始的人叫做Epicurus.
Epicurus is the originator of this school.
Epicurus 就变成 Epicurean school the father.
And he became the father of the Epicurean school.
这个人很伟大.
He is great.
当他在世界上的时候呢,
when he was still living,
他盼望解除人间的痛苦.
He wants to solve all the difficulties of life.
心里的紧张,
and also the tension in the heart,
精神的沮丧,
and also the downwardness of our mind,
灵魂的惧怕,
and the trembling of our heart.
所以他就做了人类历史中间第一个疗养院在他家里。
So he has the first therapeutic home is his home.
所以呢,谁到我这里来?
Whoever comes to my place,
我要把你的困难告诉你。
I want to tell you a problem.
把你的精神的拦阻给你除掉。
And also will remove all your hindrances in your mind.
心中的重担给你卸下来。
And the burden of your heart won't be lifted up.
我要帮助你。
I want to help you.
我要拯救你脱离苦难。
I want to help you so that you can be liberated from your difficulties.
因为他伟大到一个地步,
because he was so great.
人家给他一个名称, 你听了会吓了一跳。
People give him a name.
这个叫做 Sotir.
Sotir.
什么意思呢?
What do you mean?
他是救主啊。
He's a savior.
哦,哎呦,这个救主来了。
The savior comes.
你痛苦吗?
Well, are you suffering?
你去找救主吧。
Go and see for the savior.
他会救你的。
He will save you.
你就可以解脱了。
Then you can be liberated.
很多人去找他。
A lot of people go and see him.
现在我要解释这一派了。
And I will explain on this school.
如果今天讲不完,
if I cannot finish tonight,
下个礼拜我再讲第二派第三派。
I'll continue the second and third school next week.
你就是保罗的思想多么深入。
You will see how profound the mind of Paul is.
Epicurus.
Epicurus.
他说人会害怕。
The man can feel horrified.
为什么呢?
Why?
因为对一些东西没有把握。
Because they have, don't have a certainty on certain things.
什么东西他没有把握呢?
What are things they do not feel certain of?
那看不见的东西他没有把握。
That which is invisible, they are not certain of.
所以对看不见的东西害怕就变成很大的可怕。
So they are frightened of things which are not visible.
那什么东西看不见你会怕呢?
What are things that is not visible that you feel frightened at?
神啦鬼啦。
Well, it is God, the devil.
他看不见的嘛,
they cannot be seen.
突然间来,
suddenly when they come, you're
frightened.
They cannot be seen.
威力多大,
and how big their power is, you don't know.
所以他说,
so he said,
人会痛苦,
man can feel suffering.
因为他先信有神有鬼, because
he first had to believe that it's God and also devil. There comes the problem of difficulties. If there's no God,
如果没有鬼,
if there's no devil,
没有先,
and there's no precedence,
不是,
God,
这个 OK， 仙女说什么 fairy tales 那些东西，没有神仙。
If there's no fairies，
没有这个鬼怪。
And there's no this evil spirit，
evil spirit ghosts or demons or anything something like that。那么呢，你就不必怕了。
Then you do not have to be afraid。
做人就是做人。
Then you be a man。
那么怎么办呢
？What to do now？
那死了呢
？After you die，
连活都还来不及知道，还要想死。
Well, you can't even know about a living. How can you think about death？
这一点他就很像孔子了。
So he is like Confucius on this point.
未知生，焉知死
？If you do not know about being alive, how can you know about death？
时不宜怪力乱神。
And that's why this Confucius never talk about this strange things.
好好做人
，just be a man.
看得见的弄清楚，看不见不必想。
And also be good about that which is visible. Forget about those which is invisible.
怎么可以不必想？
How can you that you don't think about all these things?
反正想来想去也不知道。
Wow, how do you think you will not get an answer?
不想都不知道，想了更不知道。
Well, even how do you think you cannot get an answer? So you don't think.
你不必想。
Don't think about it.
如果有怎么办呢？
If there is such a thing, what am I going to do?
有也不管它啦。
Never mind, don't care about it.
反正死了就完了。
Well, when you die, you die.
你怎么知道死了就完了？
How do you know that when you die, you die?
所谓死就是完吗？
Because when you say you die, it's finished.
死了就是完了。
So when you die, you are finished.
基本上
So basically,
以比古罗派是唯物论者
The Epicureans are the materialistic things.
他有伟大的心智要拯救人
And they have a great mind want to save people.
就像马克思毛泽东一样
Like Karl Marx.
他要拯救人
He want to save people.
全世界的人民起来
Arise all people of the world.
逃脱剥削同捆绑
And also we want to be liberated from this philosophy. We want to be liberated.
伟大吗
Is he great?
心智很伟大
Great in his mind.
动机很伟大
Great in his motive.
很多人认为他很伟大
A lot of people think he's great.
结果
Finally.
真的拯救了人吗
Has he saved anybody? No.
毛泽东把马克思这匹马带到中国来
And Mao Zedong has brought this Karl Marx to China.
马先生请你马上来
Mr. Karl Marx come immediately.
这个马在中国乱跑中国人就穷得半死
And this Karl Marx run around wildly in China, and China feels so poor now.
毛泽东把全国的人都放在马克思的肩膀上了。
And Mao Zedong has placed the whole population of China into the upon the shoulder of the Karl Marx.
结果马克思呢，这个没有办法控制的时候。
And so when they cannot put into control of Karl Marx,
毛泽东死了。
And Mao Zedong has died.
邓小平跳上去悬崖勒马。
And this Deng Xiaoping ride this horse of Karl Marx.
中国才没有死掉的。
And that's why China do not perish.
所以唯物论会拯救人吗
？So materialism can they save people?
我不必讲太多，你自己很聪明，你会想的。
I cannot expound more, you know.
因为马克思是经济理论专家。
Because Karl Marx is an economic theorist.
而且是最大的经济理论哲学家。
And we can say that he's the greatest economic theoretical philosopher.
但是哪一个国家把马克思的理论拿来用，一定经济破产。
But whichever country has invited Karl Marx with his theory of economics, then they will become bankrupt.
所以唯物论的人有他伟大的心智。
So that materialistic people has a great in their mind.
拯救世界上。
To save the people of the world.
这个不是新鲜的事啦。
This is not something fresh.
2400年就有了。
2400 years ago, there's such a mind.
西利尼文化里面。
The Hellenistic culture.
第一派的唯物论。
The first materialism.
人生以唯物配合起来的哲学。
Life together with materialism.
就是这一个 Epicurus.
It's called Epicureanism.
Epicurus 他也不注重物质。
Epicurus does not emphasize only on material.
每天吃的是但以理餐。
Because every day he had the feast the menu of Daniel.
为什么叫但以理餐呢
？What is the menu of Daniel?
但以理只有吃这个很简单的面包跟清水。
Because Daniel only eat bread and also drink water.
以比古罗就是这样。
The same with the Epicurus.
他说什么呢
？What did he say?
你清心寡欲，你再不会痛苦。
You have less desire, then you will not feel so sorrowful.
你欲念越多，你越痛苦。
The more desire that you have, the more sorrowful you are.
你人生富的欲念，你的欲念就使你没有真正的满足。
Because if you use your life to serve your desire, then your desire will never be satisfied.
你欲念越增长，你的贫穷感觉就越来越大。
Because the more your desire grows, the more you feel that you are poor.
你快乐的感觉就越来越减少了。
Then the more dwindling is your happiness.
是人要求快乐。
So man want to seek for happiness.
快乐哪里来呢
？Where comes happiness?
快乐从自助来。
Come from satisfaction.
自助哪里来呢
？From contentment.
没有多的意念来。
do not have much desire you must have.
越少一念,
the less desire that you have,
你就越多快乐,
the more happiness you have.
这一方面又很像佛教,
then it will be like Buddhism in this place.
到了涅槃那里, 无情无义, 清净无为,
because when you come to Nirvana, then you are totally liberated.
所以呢,这个以比古罗很伟大的,
so the Epicurus is great.
他的宇宙论,
he is a concept of a cosmology.
是唯物的,
it's the materialistic.
他的人生观,
his concept of life,
是清心寡欲的,
it is a less desire.
那么他的解决困难的办法,
and the way to solve problems in the world,
知足常乐的,
and also be contented, you'll feel happiness.
那么人的责任是什么呢?
What is the responsibility of man?
就是能够和谐,
you must have the harmony, then you are at peace.
什么叫做和谐呢?
What do you mean by harmony?
以大自然的和谐,
be harmonious with the universe,
不要跟自然征战,
do not fight with the nature.
春天, 秋天, 夏天, 冬天, 应当做的事, 你就顺着天意去做,
whatever you have to do in the four seasons, do it according to what nature demands.
春天的时候,
when it comes to spring,
你应当欣赏花草,
you must appreciate the beauty of the flowers.
冬天的时候呢,
when it comes to winter,
你就应当穿多的衣服,
dress up more.
你冬天故意脱光衣服,
if on winter you wear less clothes,
夏天穿一大堆是神经病也快死,
and put a lot on summer, then you will die.
因为你是以大自然不和谐,
because you are not in harmonious with the nature. The second,
以别人和谐,
you must be harmonious with people.
不必跟人家争, 不必跟人家吵,
do not fight with people, do not quarrel with people.
你不要对别人太多的要求,
do not demand too much from others.
你以人越和谐, 你越快乐,
because the more harmonious you are with people, you feel more happy.
第三,
the third,
你以自己和谐,
be harmonious with yourself.
你就做一个智慧的人,
then you become a wise man.
心安理得,
because you are so peaceful,
梦心无愧,
and you ask there's no shortcoming in you.
没有得罪良心,
you will never go against your conscience.
没有太多的贪欲,
and do not have too much desire.
对别人存良善的心,
and also have a good heart to people.
那么死了就完了,
then when you die, you pass away.
什么叫死了就完了?
When you die, you are finished.
因为生命是物质组成的,
because life is composed of metals.
所谓灵魂根本不存在,
actually soul does not exist.
人就是偶然在宇宙中间的出现,
man is only a coincidental appearance in the universe.
所谓永恒的上帝是不存在的,
there's no such thing eternal God.
所谓鬼鬼怪怪的力量也不存在,
ghosts, devils never exist.
人死如灯灭,
man dies, that's the quenching of the lamp.
这是第一种人生观,
this is the first kind of philosophy of life,
以比古罗的哲学,
Epicureanism.
这一个哲学里面有几句话,
and this philosophy have a few statements.
后来就是罗马帝国的家小, 这个什么,
家喻户晓,
家喻户晓的话语,
and become a statement everybody knows.
他说什么呢?
What did he say?
他说, 今天有花, 今天摘下来,
and pluck the flower when it's flower.
因为明天不摘,
because if you don't pluck the flower tomorrow, you'll die.
很像中国, 今朝有酒, 今朝醉,
hey, that's the Chinese say that if you're wine today, be drunk today.
年轻的时候, 好好过, 年轻人应该过的生活,
so when you are still young, lead a young life.
寻找快乐,
search for enjoyment.
这个心中的快乐, 不是单单身体肉体的快乐,
spiritual happiness, don't say physical happiness.
这是一种哲学,
this is the kind of philosophy.
第二句话,
the second,
我们吃吃喝喝吧, 因为明天要死了,
let us drink and also make merry, because we'll die tomorrow.
因为死了就不能吃不能喝了,
because when you die you cannot eat.
趁着还有今天,
so when you have today,
可以做的做, 可以想的想,
what you can do today, do today.
第三句话,
the third,
不必怕死,
do not be afraid of death.
因为还没有死以前, 死还没有来,
because before you die, death has not come yet.
你是怕什么? 他还没有来嘛,
it has not come yet, don't you be afraid of it.
等死来了, 他就过去了,
when death comes, it passes.
还没有死以前, 死没有来,
before you die, death has not come.
死以后死过去了,
after you die, death has gone.
所以你一生一世怕那一秒钟的死做什么? 反正那秒还没有来, 来的时候你就死了,
so why is there for a whole life you are afraid of death? One second of death, because it will come and it will go.
这些话呢,
all these statements,
有一句保罗把它放在圣经,
and there was one statement Paul used in the Bible.
我们吃喝吧, 因为明天要死了,
let us eat and drink and make merry, because you will die tomorrow.
有一次我在台湾大学,
there was one in the Taiwan in a college in a university.
讲道的时候,
when I was preaching,
他们给我的题目, 吃喝快乐吧,
the topic was eat, drink, and make merry.
我不知道定那个题目的是谁。
I do not know who has that topic set for me.
台湾大学有很多哲学系的学生也做了基督徒。
But a lot of these are philosophy students in Taiwan was there.
后来礼堂坐满人了。 So
the whole hall was filled.
我问他们,
I asked him,
吃喝快乐吧。
Eat, drink, and make merry.
你们知道这句话哪里来的?
Where comes that statement I asked?
谁最先讲的?
Who said first?
这句话的第二句是什么?
What is the second statement after that?
他们不知道。
They do not know.
我们吃喝快乐吧。
They eat, drink, and make merry.
因为明天要死了。
Because we shall die tomorrow.
你看,这个人生就变得很短了。
So such is a short life that we have.
这是第一种犀利的人生。
So that is the first kind of Hellenistic philosophy.
这种人呢,
this kind of people,
找快乐。
They want to seek for happiness.
这一派的思想呢,
when this kind of thought,
一直传下去呢,
when it was being passed down,
慢慢就被曲解了。
Then it was distorted.
不再吃面包。
They do not take bread anymore.
不再喝清水了,
not drink water.
慢慢慢慢, 快乐难道只在面包里面吗?
You see, happiness, does it lie only in bread?
不是面的包, 是包的鱼, 包鱼。
You must take the abalone.
不单是这个清水,
not just water.
浓酒,
but you must take wine, 哦, nickel.
什么都来了,
so they take everything.
不但是年轻的时候, 享受男女的爱情。
Not that when you're young, you enjoy the love of couples.
这个如果太太不满足, 我找别人难道不可以找快乐吗?
If my wife cannot satisfy me, I can find other women.
所以呢, 这种求乐主义,
so this type of this seeking for happiness,
慢慢慢慢就转型了,
then it changed.
变质了,
it changed.
变成唯乐主义,
become hedonism.
唯乐主义变成只找快乐做目的, 不管用什么手段,
so they seek by all means, you want to seek for happiness.
你就变成放纵主义,
so they become loose in their lust.
终于醉酒无所不来的那些自由,
so they become the kind of liberty that lead in a very loose life in lust.
我相信第一个创办人,
I believe the first, the father of it,
Epicurus,
the Epicurus,
如果他知道以后变成这个样子,
if he were to know later on it changes such kind of philosophy,
伤心得不得了,
he will be pricked in his heart.
他所建立的模式,
because the model he has established,
唯物论的宇宙观,
is a materialistic universal
concept, 幸福的人生目的,
and also the purpose of seeking for happiness in life,
结于自足的一种心境,
and also have a less desire and also contentment,
是建立在 很幼稚的人性的认识上面,
it was only founded on very simple and very understanding of human nature,
a very naive understanding of human nature. 为什么呢?
Why?
就像共产主义一样,
like communism,
他们以为人没有罪性,
they thought that man has no sinful nature.
有一天进到这个社会主义, 各尽所能, 各其所值,
and if one day you were to enter in the communist world,
no,
that you,
socialism,
and socialism, you do what you can and you get what you want.
No, you do what you can and you get what you worth. 到了再进到共产主义的时候,
but when later on you come to communism,
你就各尽所能各其所需的时候,
and everyone do what you can and take what you need.
这些幼稚的思想, 包括共产主义的人性观, 都是错误的神学。
This is very naive thinking, including the human nature concept or the communism, because they have a wrong theology.
所以我告诉你, 共产主义的失败不是政治的失败, 是神学的失败。
So the failure of communism is not upon politics, but upon the theology.
没有办法照着神的启示看见人性到底是什么。
Because they cannot, according to the revelation of God, see what man's nature is.
你看那样伟大的共产主义的理想, 使中国今天变成全世界最贪污的国家。
Such a great ideal of communism becomes the most corruptedness of the China.
刚刚江西省副省长被处决掉了。
And this the one of the this governor was being killed.
这个杀鸡儆猴啊。
And so that they warn many people.
全部都是鸡都是猴。
And all of them are to be warned actually.
你杀不完的。
You cannot kill everybody.
全所有的。
Because everyone is corrupted.
大部分都已经贪,
most of them are corrupted.
除了真正受基督教影响的国家,
unless nation which are truly influenced by Christianity,
没有办法真正了解人性到什么办法,
you cannot truly understand what is a human nature.
西利尼人,
the Hellenistic, I'm obligated to you.
你们寻求快乐吗?
You want to seek for happiness?
我要告诉,
I want to tell you.
只有在耶稣基督里,
only in Jesus,
你才有赦罪的平安。
You have the peace of forgiveness.
你这一生和谐的喜乐。
Then you have the happiness coming from harmony and reconciliation with God.
不是怕死了怎么样?
Not to be afraid after what, when you die, what happened. But God will give you eternal life.
你要真正的喜乐吗?
You want to have true happiness?
真正的幸福吗?
True joy?
神把答案给你。
God give you the answer.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
my dear brothers,
这是西利人文化的地方。
That is the place about the Hellenistic culture.
今天我就要讲到这个地方。
I want to stop here tonight.
下一次,
the next time,
我们也继续传讲。
We want to continue to preach
西利文化的第二种人生哲学,
the second philosophy of the Hellenistic
还有第三种人生哲学,
concept of life, and the third.
他说人为什么需要上帝?
Then why does that man need God?
无论你的哲学多高,
no matter how high your philosophy is,
无论你的文化多深,
no matter how deep your culture is,
你需要上帝,
you need God.
我们大家站起来,
we should all rise.